Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University Audio Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. There is marketing, and then there is marketing. Guess what? Things have changed in the marketing world. Traditional marketing has lost much of its value, and web-based marketing has not lived up to its expectations. The new breed of marketeer is utilizing what is known as content marketing. Building trust with your current and prospective customers is what it's all about, and content marketing can make that happen. How better to learn about content marketing than from someone who is making it happen in their business? Barry McCoy started his company, Fresh Air Corp., over 30 years ago. Although an entrepreneur at heart, Barry's real love is marketing. Over the past 30 years, he has constantly reinvented the marketing side of his business with an effort always to stay ahead of the curve. This presentation is from a man who has been there and done that. He knows what works and what doesn't. The newest marketing process is called content marketing. Today, Barry is going to share what he has learned with specific examples of what he has done with this type of marketing within his business to cause continuous growth. This is one of those programs you might just want to take some notes on.
Hi, everyone. This is Barry McCoy, and today I'd like to talk to you about content marketing. Google got it right. For the last 30 years, I've been involved in the home improvement industry, and specifically, we are an indoor air quality firm, and a lot of folks just think of air duct cleaning. We do residential, commercial, industrial. We're the air duct cleaner for Ohio State University, and we last December did St. John's Arena, which is one of their basketball arenas. And so our company divides our work up among the smaller residential projects, office buildings, medical facilities, and then, of course, from time to time, gymnasiums and field houses. So over the last 30 years, have looked at every conceivable type of advertising and marketing, everything from television and radio to direct mail and postcards and coupon magazines and on and on and on it goes. And we in the last year have been developing a strategy with our company that I now just call content marketing. And so that's what we want to talk about today. And we're going to look at four specific topics that I think will kind of unfold what this entire approach to marketing is. Now, the first topic is why traditional marketing has lost its value. Topic number two, why web-based marketing hasn't lived up to our expectations. Topic number three, why content marketing could be a valuable addition to your business plan. And during that time, I'm going to specifically walk you through some of the things that we've implemented on our website at freshaircorp.com. And then topic number four, the Clean Air Project, which is a very specific content-driven project that we've been working on for the last year. And hopefully, as we spend these moments together, you'll be able to garner some things that would be good ideas or at least some things to think about for your company. So let's get started. Topic number one, why traditional advertising has lost its value. Now, I don't know if you've become a fan of one of the latest business gurus, Seth Godin. He's had 13 books on the bestsellers list, books like Purple Cow and Tribes, and this is a paragraph from his book, Permission Marketing. As a consumer, we now inhabit an endlessly expanding universe of new offers, urgent solicitations, price-off promotions, and money-back guarantees. This is the mass-produced economic system that is carried to its logical extreme. Businesses from all over the world trying to find more customers for an ever-widening array of more specialized and innovative products and services. Now, in order to sell this vast arsenal of products, marketers soak up every square inch of space, every extra second of our time, and they paste their sales messages into these nooks and crannies, hoping that we will encounter them. So, as a consumer, our lives are now filled to overflowing with this previously unimaginable tsunami of opportunities, choices, and assorted messages, all calling for decisions, even if the only action is to just pay attention for an instant. Marketers want to get their messages in front of us. They must get their messages in front of us just to survive. The only problem is we don't really want more marketing messages. You know, as we look at advertising and marketing, and as we look at all of the different options and opportunities that we have, one of the things that I have come to realize over my years of talking to prospects and potential customers is the simple fact that everything ultimately boils down to one word, and that is trust. All of our advertising, all of our public relations, the baseball team that we sponsor with our company name on the backs of their shirts, our company identities where we have beautifully painted and lettered trucks, our workers wear uniforms, and on we go with the attempt of trying to establish our company as one that they can trust. When you look at the Yellow Page ads, the radio, the television programs, all of the things that we have put together, when it comes right down to it, our prospect, the homeowner or business owner, comes down to one decision. Who do I trust to provide what they're promising to provide? Now, unfortunately, the new economy has changed a lot of the rules about traditional marketing. And the way that it has been changed is that everything is simply so expensive. There are so many voices clamoring to be heard. Again, a literal tsunami of information that it is simply engulfed the average consumer to the point where they simply are not hearing our messages anymore. So whether you spend $1,000 a month for a Yellow Page ad or $10,000 a month for a two-page full-color Yellow Page ad, it's still going to boil down to the same end. And that is, whoever sees your ad, looks at your truck as it goes down the highway with the phone number, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, they're going to have to trust you. Now, if your cost per sale exceeds the profit per sale, you're heading for bankruptcy. And one of the things that we as small businesses, and especially those of us in the service business, have come to understand is it's not how many phone calls we get from a traditional ad. It's how many sales we make from that ad and what our return on investment is. In other words, if we invested $10,000, and the phones rang off the hook for a week, and we sold 10 jobs or 20 jobs or 50 jobs, it doesn't matter until we get the job completed, pay our bills, and find out how much net profit was actually left after the $10,000 investment. So topic number one, why traditional marketing has lost its value, is one that we really are not going to spend a lot of time on. Because if you're like most of the contractors that I've talked with over the last years, in 2008, I was on the National Marketing Board for the Air Duct Cleaning Association, NADCA, National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and I talked with business owners at our national conventions. We talked to them on the telephone as we did surveys and tried to find out where our air duct cleaning companies were in terms of marketing, and over again, we heard the same response. The Yellow Page that used to draw in customers is now drawing in price shoppers and tire kickers. The radio ads, the direct mail, the coupon magazines that used to be the foundation for our advertising and marketing, the cost of all of these has skyrocketed and the response has simply dropped. Topic number one, traditional marketing has lost its value. Topic number two, why web-based marketing has not lived up to our expectations. I remember when we put up our first website, I was so excited to think that someone could actually find my business, get my phone number, and even see pictures by looking on a web browser. What I have discovered as the years have gone by, nothing is ever quite as simple or effective as it might first appear. Now, let's talk a little bit about web-based marketing. Of course, what we're referring to is the information that we put on a website. We purchase a URL, www.thenameofourcompany.com, and when someone goes to that location on the web, there is the information, the pictures that we provide. Very simple. One of the challenges that we have realized, especially over the last 5 to 10 years, is that most sites are little more than electronic brochures. And what that means is that just like a brochure or a catalog or a postcard or a business card or a Yellow Page ad simply announces to a prospect who you are, what you do, and how to contact you, the fact that it's on the web, now that there are so many hundreds of millions of websites, and now that people are just as acclimated to the web as they were to the Yellow Pages, that when they come to your website, and we'll talk about how they come to your website here in a minute, but once they get there, if it really is little more than exactly what they would have seen in your Yellow Page ad or your brochure, in terms of the core value that we're looking for, which is trust, the electronic brochure is simply not going to build trust. Now, you put on top of that that many prospects simply have a hard time finding us unless it's printed on one of our brochures, which means they already have our company information and now they're just going to get it again when they go to the website. And the conversion rate for people who call from our website, many businesses have shared with me that it's almost not as high as the conversion rate. And of course, when we say conversion rate, that means that they convert from a prospect to a customer. They actually purchase our service. Now, also in terms of web marketing, we have to spend a moment and look at what's called the promise of pay per click. It's simple. You pick some keywords that have to do with what your business is, and voila, the phone can start ringing. Now, once again, we've got a challenge. Number one, if everybody starts doing pay-per-click, and once they click and you get charged for that, then what you've done is you've added one more level of expense to your marketing program. And what's been interesting to me is to talk to the number of companies that continue the Yellow Pages, they continue their coupons, they continue their direct mail, their radio, whatever their mix was, and they simply have put their website on top of that, so their marketing costs have gone up. And again, many of them will say, yes, we do have some people that find us and call from the web, but they're not any different in terms of what they know about us, the information they need. They still don't trust us because we haven't had a chance to either meet with them or share what our presentation is. So in reality, the pay-per-click program has become expensive. And even though it's very exciting at first to have someone say, I found you on the web and I'm interested in, that's exciting. If we back up and do the return on investment, the ROI, what's our conversion rate? What are we paying every month for this electronic brochure with the pay-per-click cost added on top of that? So, unfortunately, the promise of pay-per-click for many companies has simply not turned out to be as profitable as they had at first imagined. And then the whole web search engine, which is called search engine optimization, okay, the SEO programs. And this is where, when we use the term Google got it right, this is where we now begin to move into the arena of content. Because you see, on the web, if you have two ways of people finding your website, number one is pay-per-click. You simply pay so many dollars per click through, and That's how they find you. And if you look at the Google search, you, of course, know that the right column, the small list of companies down the right column, those are the pay-per-click. And then at the top of the page, you have two or three companies with a slightly yellow background at the very top. That's also pay-per-click, except that's the very expensive pay-per-click. The rest of the sites that you find listed below that yellow section, those are the companies that have been rated, and the search engines have sent what's called their bots or their spiders, and electronically they have come to the website and they have asked questions which boil down to one thing. What kind of content are you providing to the general population around you? That means that if your website is nothing more than an electronic brochure with pictures of your trucks and how long you've been in business and testimonials and whatnot, that is not considered content. That is not considered value to the world in general. Now, the different companies, of course, have their different ways of doing this. Yahoo has a specific search protocol that they call Slurp. Bing has one called the Bingbot. And as you can imagine, Google's is called the Googlebot. There's another one called WebFountain. And this is all basically boils down to what they call OPIC, O-P-I-C, Online Page Importance Computation. Now, the long and the short of this is, when you ask yourself, why am I not getting more hits or more calls from my website? What it's boiling down to is your website, in all probability, is simply not meeting the criteria that the web search engines are looking for online page importance or intrinsic value. And so the pay-per-click could be costing you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and the generic search under the category for your company is probably not bringing you to the first page. And most web gurus will now tell you that if it's not on the first and possibly even the second page, people are not clicking through to the third page, fourth page, fifth page to try to find who they're looking for. They simply look at that first or possibly second page, and they'll find two or three companies, and they're off and running. So our topic is why web-based marketing hasn't lived up to our expectations. And in reality, what we're finding is that our sites are little more than electronic brochures. The promise of pay-per-click has become nothing more than one more expense. And people that do click through know just as little about us as they would have had they seen our phone number on the back of our truck or found us in the yellow pages. And the whole concept, the marketing plan for getting our websites up to the front page where people are actually going to see it, requires that our sites provide content that is beneficial to the general public. Topic number three. Why content marketing could be a valuable addition to your business plan. First of all, let's clarify the difference between promotional advertising and marketing and content marketing. Promotional marketing, at its core, is designed to create a sale. The information that is provided is normally focused on specific products or services that will end up in a sale. Now, content marketing, as we mentioned in the previous section, the websites, as the spiders and the bots come to your website, and as they look at the information on your website, they are looking for content of value. Now, what that means is the core purpose of what they find looks as if it is made to address a problem or a need. The information provided is focused on solving that problem or meeting that need. So the difference between promotional marketing, or what we call traditional advertising and marketing, our yellow page ads, our brochures, and all of the things that we do, those are designed to ultimately make a sale. Content marketing is information that is designed to solve a problem or meet a need. So that is our basic difference. Okay, now with that as a foundation, how do we determine what needs there might be in your service category? Well, there are three questions that you can ask. Number one, is there a health or safety problem that your service is designed to solve? Number two, is there a quality problem in either material or labor that your service solves? Number three, is there an advertising problem, a scam that might be rampant in your industry that you can address? Now, as an example, we'll look at Fresh Air Corps, our air duct cleaning company. Question number one, is there a health or safety problem? Our answer to that is yes, there is. And in general, it's called sick building syndrome. And there's an entire world of study that's been done on why the inside of our homes and offices have become contaminated. And that's called sick building syndrome. So that's our safety problem. Question number two, is there a quality problem? Once again, yes, there is, and that would be a number of companies, specifically carpet cleaning companies, that have small portable equipment or their carpet cleaning vans that were not designed to do air duct cleaning, but yet they are purporting to be able to go in and clean the air duct systems. So from our perspective, yes, there is a quality problem that needs to be addressed. And then number three, is there an advertising scam that is rampant in our industry? And once again, the answer to that is yes. In air duct cleaning, we have what we call the bait and switch couponers that offer to come in and do work, which it typically would be somewhere between $350 and $600, depending on the size of the property. And they run coupons that say air duct cleaning for $29 or $49. And again, it's just a scam, and there are many, many things that we can address. So as an example, in our category of air duct cleaning, we can answer each of those three questions in the affirmative, which means that we can create information that can address one or all of those three problems. Now, to illustrate, I'm going to take you to the Fresh Air Corps website. Now, since many of you are probably listening to this audio in your car and cannot actually go to the website, I'm just going to try to describe this to you as if you're listening to a baseball or a football game on the radio. If you are in your office or you do have access to your laptop and you can go to the website, we are at freshaircorp.com. So if you go to www.freshaircorp.com, you can actually follow along with me as I try to describe how we have attempted to put these three questions and our answers and solution to these questions right into our website. Now, I'm looking at our homepage, and on our homepage, we have the traditional information that is pretty standard for a company website. For example, we have a hello and welcome. I have my picture there. We have a picture of one of our large industrial vacuum trucks. You can actually see three separate little panels that say residential, commercial, and industrial. If you click on any one of those, it takes you to an individual page where we have pictures of projects. We have testimonials from happy customers. So again, a lot of the traditional information. Then we have tried to answer some questions. For example, question number one, is there a health or safety problem within our industry? The answer to that is yes, sick building syndrome. So on our website, we start with just a simple approach that says, why clean air ducts? And again, if you're able to look at our site while I'm speaking, you'll notice that there's one of the tabs right along the top that says, why clean air ducts? And when you click there, it simply takes you to an area where you can see a number of questions. Is air duct cleaning really necessary? And then we have an explanation. What's in your air? And then an explanation, and there's full color pictures that go along with each one of these. Then, what's hiding in the ducts? With a full explanation. Can it affect your health? Can it damage the furnace? What's the best solution? And then there's an area that says deceptive advertising at its worst, and they can click on a little button that says becoming scam-proof, and that will take them to yet another area, which I'll get to because that answers the third question. And then finally, what should you expect? and we have a picture of a large home, and again, a picture of me in front of that home, and it says, knowledge is power. If you know what questions to ask, you're more likely to hire a contractor who offers quality service. So this is addressing the question, is there a health or safety problem? So they can just see a very, very quick and simple overview of why clean air ducts. Now, if you're, again, if you're on the site, you'll see this, but I'm going to describe to you a little panel on our homepage that is entitled The Video Library. And if they click on the video library, they are taken to a page that says Protecting Your Family, the Fresh Air Corps Video Resource Center. And we have a button there that says Indoor Air and Your Health. And if they click on that button, it takes them to a page where we have a complete video presentation called Indoor Air and Your Health. We produced this in-house about 5 years ago, and it's divided into five sections. It says, learning why air duct cleaning is vital to your family's health, and that's a 4 to 5 minute video. Then, indoor air quality, is there really a problem? And this video addresses that question. Then the third video, what causes sick building syndrome? Video number four, what's the best way to clean an air duct system? And video number five, how you can become an informed consumer. Now, you'll remember that we talked about the bots, or the spiders, that go through the different websites trying to find legitimate content. Well, unfortunately, the bots can't watch your video. So what we have done, we have simply typed every word of every video. The text then is placed in the back pages of the website so that the bots can still locate them and add that to the content that's being provided on the site. So in terms of answering the first question, is there a health or safety problem? On our website, we have the simple answer, which is why clean air ducts. Then we have the more in-depth answer, which is our complete video library called Indoor Air and Your Health. Question number two, is there a quality problem? Now, we believe in air duct cleaning that indeed there is, and we deem that to be the low quality equipment that is being used by many carpet cleaning companies. So when a prospect comes to our site and when the bots are going through our site, we try to provide information content-based that will simply demonstrate how we believe a proper cleaning should be done. If you're able to actually see our website while I'm talking, you'll notice that we have a small button that says 10-step deep clean process. So the prospect on our website can click on that button and we walk them through a 10-step demonstration. And it says, start with the right equipment with an explanation, protecting your home. And we show pictures of our men with shoe covers on their feet and plastic corner guards as they're working. Then we show how the big vacuum hoses are actually attached to the system. And we show full color pictures of our men working and hand cleaning and wiping down registers along with the appropriate copy. So as we move through the 10-step, not only can the homeowner see through about 30 full-color pictures how the process is actually being done, but everything is written, short explanations, so that the bots can pick up that content as well. Now, when they're on the homepage, they can also get a more in-depth overview of our process by watching our video. If they click on the video library and they go back to that section, Indoor Air and Your Health, one of those videos is actually called The Best Way to Clean the System. And they can watch a 5-minute video that shows our men in a typical residential project cleaning from step 1 through step 10. Question number 3. Is there an advertising scam that's rampant in my category? In air duct cleaning, we can say a resounding absolutely. Unfortunately, the carpet cleaning and air duct cleaning categories seem to have just attracted thousands and thousands of scammers that feel that this is an easy way to make a fast buck. So we have discovered that in our area as well as throughout the country, most air duct cleaning companies are facing what we call the bait and switch couponers, where people will see an advertising for whole house duct cleaning for $29, a dollar a register, just some unbelievably low price. And of course, many of these are directed towards the elderly. And through phony mold testing and high pressure upselling, we have found that many, many of the elderly folks are being scammed out of hundreds and even thousands of dollars. So what we have done on our website, we have included in our video library a section in the library that we call Becoming Scam Proof. And again, if you're able to be on the website while I'm speaking, please feel free to click and go to the Protecting Your Family Video Center. And if you click on Becoming Scam Proof, you'll see that we have 6 videos. Now, video number 1 and 2 are actually the expose done by Dateline in their NBC investigation on air duct cleaning. And so the part 1 and part 2 are there. And then we have 4 other videos from various television stations around the country that have done the same type of exposés. Now, we always give the television station or the network complete credit. We actually include in the video the introduction by the newscaster, so we make no pretense that we have created these videos. But once again, we have completely typed the text from each one of these videos, put it on the website. Again, the folks who are at the website and are watching the videos, they don't see all of this text, but it is indeed on the web so that the spiders and the bots can go through and see all of this tremendous, tremendous content about a real problem in our category, which is the bait and switch. So on our website, we then have addressed these 3 questions. Is there a health or safety problem? Absolutely. Is there a quality problem? Yes. And is there an advertising scam to watch out for? So what we have tried to do is create a complete, if you will, library of content, both video and written, so that our prospects can come to the website and if they, for example, we kiddingly tell people, you must be an engineer, because they just really want to watch all the videos, read all the articles. When they call, they have a ton of questions that they want to ask. And then we have other folks that just simply watch one of the videos or they go through the 10-step process and that gives them everything that they want to know. Now, how do we justify the time and expense that it takes to create this kind of content? Even though it took well over a year to get all of these things written and done and produced and up on the website, we felt that it was a good investment. Because first of all, once it's done and it's on the website, you don't have to keep paying for it over and over again. Unlike the Yellow Page ads that just keep, you know, you get the invoice every month for the rest of your life or any other form of traditional marketing. So we're really sold on what we're deeming content marketing, and especially on our website, because even though it may take a long time and we may say it's expensive, although we've done our return on investment, and if we spend $25,000 on videos and contextual writing and articles and all of this, it seems like a lot of money at the time, but then we realize that in years past, we were paying $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 a month for Yellow Page and direct mail and radio and whatnot. So in a given year, we might have an advertising budget of $50,000 or $70,000 or even $100,000 some years. Now that we have our website up, and even though we will be adding additional information as time goes along, but all of this content is there, and the bots and the spiders of all of these search engines are now and have moved Fresh Air Corps, at least in our area, to page number 1. You know, as I think about all the things that we've talked about over these last few minutes, I think the thing that sticks out in my own mind is the fact that our world is dramatically changing. The real question for all of this is, what is the real value of what we are calling content marketing? Because at the end of the day, we are still looking to talk to prospects, sell our products and services, and build our companies. Now remember, the last and most important decision that your prospects are going to make is, who do I trust? So let's look at three reasons why content marketing could be a good addition to your marketing mix. First of all, it helps establish credibility in the minds of your prospect. You're the contractor who isn't just talking about you, your price, your special deals, etc. And there's always that unspoken assumption that the guy who is writing the articles or recording the audios or the videos, well, he must be an expert. If it's in writing, it must be true. And then second, it allows you to passively demonstrate why your lowball competitors probably can't be trusted. As you explain the importance of the right equipment, trained technicians, certifications, you are also creating an unspoken comparison between your company and the other guys. You're not bad-mouthing the competition, you're providing critical information. And then number three, it forces your prospects to view and ultimately evaluate your services from a different perspective. It's your content that's not only just informative, but it's taking the focus off of price. Your prospects are now asking questions that come to mind as they're being educated and as your company is raising the level of professionalism to its highest plane. Bottom line, you've promoted your company from a supplier of materials and labor to a company that supplies the information and background and even the details that your prospects need to come to this conclusion. You're the company I trust. When can we get started? Topic number four, the Clean Air Project. Now, the content on the Fresh Air Corps website has been successful in helping to educate those who come to our site and are interested in finding out more information on air duct cleaning. But what about the families who aren't thinking about air duct cleaning? As we evaluated our overall position in the minds of those considering this broad topic of indoor air quality, it became apparent that our content was only being viewed by those looking at this very small part of the issue. So we ask ourselves, what about everybody else? The thousands of families who are concerned about healthy air, but may not even think about duct cleaning as a part of the solution. So we started to think outside the box. We started a list of topics, put in various keywords in Google searches, and in general began looking for air quality issues that appeared to be in the news. To our surprise, the topic is everywhere, and the volume of information is massive. People are concerned about contaminated air, and right up near the top of this group are young moms trying to protect their babies and young children as they grow. From dust mites in their beds to the fear of onset childhood asthma, millions of young families are searching for ways to clean up the air in their home. Finally, the idea hit us. Why don't we compile the most pertinent information and distill it down into a series of short, informative articles that would provide simple solutions for clean indoor air? So, the Clean Air Project was born, and we decided to name the series of articles Indoor Air and Your Health. Now, our goal is to keep everything simple. So, we started with the basics. The opening section provides an easy-to-understand introduction for identifying pollutants and sources of pollutants and an overview of why this library of topics can be so beneficial to cleaning up the air. Our second category, cleaning agents and devices, covers the chemicals that are found in many household cleaners, air fresheners, and even scented candles. We also include an overview of portable and whole house air cleaning devices. Fabrics and flooring is our next category, with articles about carpeting, vacuum cleaners, carpet cleaning, draperies and upholstery, and how each of these can harbor contaminants. Now we have 10 categories with over 50 topics that address subjects like pet urine, pet dander, the use of insecticides in the home, dust mites, plant foods, tobacco, and asbestos wrap down in the basement. The articles are each between 500 and 600 words in length, so they can be read in about 5 minutes. Now, the consumer can select just those topics that interest them, and they can print them for a hard copy reference. Now, I hope you can begin to get a feel for the extent and the purpose of the Clean Air Project. All of the articles are free of charge, and there are no ad banners or product promotions on the site. Now, I'd like to share just a brief summary of our implementation strategy and then tell you how we plan to make this program available for your company. Step 1. The material. We've decided that 50 articles all at once can be overwhelming. The web is already packed with information, so simply notifying people that there is yet another resource site would have little impact. So we are releasing the material in a form of a weekly update. Step 2, the introduction. We are posting the first category, Introduction and Overviews, to a special section on our own website. This will include the first 5 articles. We are then sending a brief Introducing the Clean Air Project email to our customer list from the last 24 months, as well as our heating and cooling partners throughout our area. Now, each email will, of course, allow the recipient to opt out of the mailing, so we're expecting a fairly large dropout rate in the early stages. Step 3, the campaign. Every Monday morning, we will send an email introducing a new topic with a brief summary, a photo, and a link to the entire article that is, again, posted on our site. Our current plan is to introduce a new topic every Monday for a year, with that one being added to the entire library. Step 4, the subscribers. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Facebook has become the social networking colossus of the known universe. So, we're launching our business Facebook page as a way of telling people about the Clean Air Project and allowing them to like us and share the program with their friends. Now, we've hired a social media specialist as a consultant who will be managing not only our Facebook material, but our Twitter and several other social media platforms. Step 5, the bottom line. For most of us, the concept of staying in touch with our customer base is not a new business concept. The traditional strategy of public relations development included sponsoring Little League teams, floats in the 4th of July parade, and of course, newsletters that we're pretty sure not many people ever read. The concept hasn't changed. People need to know, like, and trust us. What has changed is how we go about accomplishing that relationship. The world is a vastly different place than it was even 10 years ago. And if we're still trying to convince people that we can be trusted by waving at them from a parade float or sending them one more unwanted recipe every month, I contend our business future is in jeopardy. There's too much advertising. Too many coupons, too many companies offering exactly the same service at exactly the same special price. The only proven way to build loyalty and trust is to stop talking about what we have to sell and start offering solutions to the real problems that our prospects and customers are facing. Content, information that is useful and valuable with no strings attached. Okay, so that's the Clean Air Project. Now, as you might imagine, we're excited about moving into what, for our company, is some uncharted waters in this area of content marketing. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we'd like to offer this program to you. And here's how. Here's what we do. We're looking for companies that feel that indoor air quality issues would be a good fit for their products and services. Next, we're offering our complete library of materials at no charge. In addition, our marketing package of emails, introductions, and promotional materials are going to be included as well. Now, here's what you do. First, you join the Clean Air Project. Next, you agree to use the material only as stipulated in the membership agreement. And then finally, you agree to become involved by adding your insights, suggestions, and ideas with things that can help to make the program even better. It's that simple. There's no charge, there's nothing to buy, and you can use as much or as little of the promotional program as you desire. Now for the details, we've prepared a complete Clean Air Project overview with all the benefits and opportunities available to you as a member. Just log on to www.indoorairandyourhealth.com/membership for all the details. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to these ideas on content marketing. I hope you've been able to glean some ideas and some thoughts that could help you in the future as you develop a relationship with your customers and prospects. Thanks again.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 800-432-7963. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.